Welcome. Welcome to our Sunday worship. Whoever you are, wherever you are, welcome. Let's worship our God. Our God who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God of all wisdom, revealed in scripture, nature, and nuanced learning. We are your pupils today and every day. Disciples, like those who followed Christ in the early days of ministry. Though we live in completely different times, in a world that would be unrecognisable to Bible-era people, still, your teachings speak in this century too, And still, if we learn from you, we learn to be better versions of ourselves. And so we ask for your wisdom to be our wisdom, your teaching to teach us your ways, your example to be seen in the example we set in our daily living. Father and Mother of us all, we have so much to learn. Forgive our falling and failing, and lift us up, ready to learn from our mistakes. Rabbi, Teacher, Christ, we have still not comprehended all that you taught. We confess our slowness to hear and to heed. Guiding Spirit, we too often mistake your voice for our own. Have mercy and help us to listen, really to listen more intently for you. God of Trinity, aid us in our learning this Trinity Sunday, every day. Amen.
The reading today is from Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 to 20. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." Amen.
Disciples, that's what we were called. Learners, beginners, pupils, trainees. Jesus had called 12 of us to be disciples, to travel with him, to listen to him, watch him, learn from him. We were an odd mixture of people, different occupations, different temperaments, different ideas about the world, about each other, about God. But he had taught us well. We had learned to trust God, to give us hands to heal and words to say. Despite a few fierce arguments, we had mostly learned to work together, to trust each other, to listen and to pray. And now, at his bidding, we were back in Galilee at the top of a mountain, 11 of us now, for Judas had gone his own way. Mountains are special places in our history. Noah, high and dry on Ararat, Moses on Sinai, and Jesus had often taught us and many others sitting down on a mountainside. Jesus had recently been crucified, buried in a tomb, and now he was alive again. People had seen him, spoken with him, and now he was here with us on this mountain. We met him there as individuals because although we were all his disciples, we were still very different people. Some of us wanted to worship him. Others had doubts and questions about what had happened to him and who he was. And he spoke with us and he told us that it was time for us to go and teach people all about him. It was time for us to call people to be learners and pupils and trainees, to call people everywhere to be disciples. We were to baptize them in the name of God the Father and Jesus and the Holy Spirit. We were to teach them as we had been taught to love God and everything they had, heart, mind, body, soul and spirit. and to love their neighbours as themselves. Those were the last things that Jesus said to us on the mountain, challenging things, commissioning things, words spoken with authority. And then he said to us, there was something we needed to remember, and I always have. These were his last words. They've always helped me and blessed me, and I share them with you now. Jesus said, remember, I am with you always to the end of time. And now the great Trinity hymn, Holy, Holy, Holy. If you're following in the hymn book, it's number 111. It's Trinity Sunday. Trinity, a difficult, difficult concept as we think of God who is three and yet one. Some colleagues I've heard wonder if maybe the moderator could have had a joint service this week rather than last week on Pentecost, and he could have taken on this difficult idea and explained to us the mystery of the Trinity. I could tell you that the Trinity is something like the way H2O can appear to us as steam, or as water, or as ice. I might tell you that I am a father, I'm a son, and I'm a nephew. Three different ways of relating to others. We might ponder that 1 + 1 + 1 = 3, and yet 1 × 1 × 1 remains 1. God who is 3, and yet God who is 1. A mystery. And none of those examples, none of those illustrations quite capture the mystery. I'm reminded of a book that I was encouraged to read as a student. A book written by an anonymous 14th century monk or priest. A work written in Middle English. Fortunately, it's been translated into modern idiom. And I revisited it this week and was reminded of what he had to say all those centuries ago, of reaching beyond a cloud of unknowing, leaving behind all thought about God to contemplate God, to contemplate in God's presence. God as Trinity is not so much to be understood, but to be loved. The God who, in the mystery of Trinity, encourages and enables us to love. The Bible gives us no explanation of Trinity. And yet there are a few passages which speak of God as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. One such passage takes us to the close of Matthew's Gospel, the passage that Jill read for us earlier. The Great Commission, words that take the mystery out into the world. As Jesus said to disciples, go. Go and make followers. Go and make a difference in other people's lives and show them how to live and to love. He said, go and make disciples. Go and baptize. Baptism is the beginning, the welcome into the family of faith. Baptism comes before the teaching. Baptism is about welcome and inclusion. Go, make followers, baptize, and then teach. Teach how to live and love, to live as God intends. Make followers, baptize, teach. And then a great word of promise. And remember, I will be with you always to the end of time. God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, invites us to follow, to go, to make a difference in our world, and not to spend too much time trying to understand, but to love God and to love neighbour and to love ourselves. And so, no more words, no more trying to understand. Let's just take a moment
And to do as that 14th century mystic encouraged, and to take a short phrase, a word, perhaps the word love, perhaps that thought, I am with you always, and to hold that in our heart and mind, and to let all other thoughts, even thoughts about God, to go, and to contemplate the mystery.
Bring our prayers for others and for ourselves. This world can make us doubt God. When we see the starving child or the homeless man, when we imagine the plight of the abused or the fleeing refugee, this world can make us doubt, Lord. As we hear the headlines, as we think of all those who have lost their lives in recent weeks and months, this world can make us doubt, Lord. This world can make us tired when news is 24/7 of plight and pain and poverty. And when leaders say and do what we'd reprimand our children for, when the needs keep on coming and the challenges keep on challenging, this world can make us tired, Lord. What can this world make us learn, Lord, when there are naked to be clothed, imprisoned who should be free, when there are thirsty, needing water? What can this world make us learn, Lord? This world can make us love. When the outcast is left isolated, when the infirm are forgotten, when the anxious are misunderstood, this world can make us love. Teach us then, Father, Son, Spirit. Teach us all to go, to preach the good news, to be the good news with love, with courage, in service. And continuing in a spirit of prayer, we think of all the gifts that we bring, our time, our talents, our money, the things we can do to love others. And so we bring our offerings. Often we doubt we have much to give. In reality, we have so much more than so many do worldwide. Keeping better perspective, then, we offer ourselves once more. Take our gifts of money, take our gifts of time, Take our gifts of service once again. Yes, Lord, use even us, much as we have to learn, for the sake of your kingdom's ways. And we bring all our praying together as we say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, for ever. Amen. And we bring our worship towards its close as we hear, or as we sing along to the great hymn, Love Divine. If you're following in the hymn book, it's number 519.
Divine, all love's excelling joy of heaven to earth come down, fix in us thy humble dwelling, all thy faithful mercies crown. Jesus, thou art all compassion, pure, unbounded love thou art. Visit us with thy salvation, enter every trembling heart. Breathe. Spirit into every troubled breast. Let us all in thee inherit. Let us find that second rest. Take away the love of sinning. Alpha and Omega.
may you go and love and make a difference, knowing that the blessing of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is with you and with all those you love today, throughout this week, and always. Amen.